Al-Bashir, your source of Islamic literature, presents The Lives of the Prophets, Part 2.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa salam. Musa was very shy, and that is how the mu'min, the believer, should be. He was always covering up his body. Bani Israel said, Musa is not showing us his body because he's suffering from some kind of disease. And they accused him of leprosy, and they accused him of, they said that it's syphilis, the expansion of the testicles. They said that's why he's always covering himself up. Bani Israel, they used to bathe together. They would go out in a river or in a pool, and they would all take their clothes, and they would just go in and bathe in front of each other. Musa would go alone, and he would bathe alone, and he would not let anyone see him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted Bani Israel to see that this is not true. So Musa went to bathe. So he put his clothes on a rock, on a stone. And then when he looked back, he didn't find the stone. The stone was running away with his clothes. So Musa is running after the stone. And this is in Bukhari. We'll read the hadith. So Musa is running after the stone and is saying, thawbi ya hajar, bring me my clothes back, stone, bring me my clothes back. And he's running after the stone. And the stone took him around Bani Israel so they could take a look at Musa without any clothes. فَرَأَوْهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهِ. They saw the best creation of Allah. And then when the issue was done, the stone stopped by the order of Allah. So Musa had his stick, which he would carry with him always, and he started beating the rock, beating the stone. Rasulullah ﷺ says, and he left on it marks that could be seen. He hit it so hard that it left behind marks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, be not like those who annoyed Musa, but Allah cleared him of that which they alleged, and he was honorable before Allah. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was with the children of Israel in the wilderness. They got lost in the desert. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam had to spend his life and his efforts dealing with his people. And Musa wanted good for them. Nevertheless, they were causing him difficulties and they were being stubborn and difficult to deal with. So Musa alayhi salam told his people, يَا قَوْمِ لِمَ تُؤْذُونَنِي وَقَدْ تَعْلَمُونَ أَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ. O my people, why do you harm me when you know that I am a messenger sent by Allah to you? Why do you harm me? But Musa had to endure all of this difficulty with his people. And then his brother Harun alayhi salam, the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the right hand of Musa, his advisor, wazir, his supporter, his helper, throughout this period, his brother Harun alayhi salam passed away. Now Musa alayhi salam is alone to deal with his nation, with this huge nation of Bani Israel. Musa was alone. He lost his close associate and brother and advisor, Harun alayhi salam. And then Musa received a visit from the angel of death in the form of a man. And this hadith is in Bukhari. The angel of death presented himself to Sayyidina Musa in the form of a human being, a man. And he came and he told Musa alayhi salam, are you ready to die? Because we know that the angel of death takes our lives without announcement, but he does not take the life of a Nabi until they take permission and they let them know. The angel of death told Musa, are you ready to die? Musa alayhi salam slapped the angel of death in his face and he knocked his eye out. He slapped him in his face and he knocked his eye out. So the angel of death went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, Ya Rab, arsaltani ila abd la yurid al-maut. Oh Allah, you have sent me to a man who doesn't want to die. And then the angel of death says in another hadith, this is not in Bukhari, I think this hadith was narrated by Imam Ahmad, he says, وَلَوْ لَا كَرَامَتُهُ عَلَيْكَ لَا شَقَقْتُ عَلَيْهِ. And if it is not because I know that Musa is loved to you, I would have made his death difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angel of death, go back to Musa and tell him to put his hand on the back of an ox and tell him that every hair that is under his hand, I will give him 1 year in his life for every hair under his hand. The angel of death went to Musa and said, oh Musa, Allah is telling you, put your hand on the back of an ox and Allah will give you for every hair under your hand 1 year to live. Musa by now had chance to think about it. So he asked the angel of death, and then what? And then what will happen? Then the angel of death said, then you will die. Musa said, فَالْآنْ إِذَنْ Then let me die now. If in the end I'm going to die, let me die now. We don't know exactly why Musa rejected the angel of death in the beginning. But Ibn Kathir says, maybe it was because Musa had a desire in his heart that wasn't fulfilled yet. And Musa wanted that desire, wanted that hope and aspiration to be fulfilled. And that desire is a desire that Musa has been living for and awaiting for a long time in his life. And that is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter into the Holy Land, Jerusalem. So Musa wanted to have the honor of leading his people into the Holy Land and establishing the Islamic nation. He wanted to have the honor of leading his people into Jerusalem. But this was the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when Musa realized that it wasn't ordained for him, he said, then let me die. But he said, I have a request. He told the angel of death, I have one request. And that is that you take me as close as you can to Jerusalem. Take me as close as you can, a distance of throwing a stone, and let me die over there. If I'm not able to enter into Jerusalem alive, at least take me as close as possible to Jerusalem so that I can die next to it. I can die next to the walls of Jerusalem. So Musa alayhi salam was living with the hope that one day he will enter into the Holy Land. And the only reason why he didn't is because of who? Bani Israel. They were on the gates of Jerusalem. They were on the gates. Musa told them, let's go and fight. They said, اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إن هاهنا قاعدون. Go and fight with your Lord, we're going to stay right here. Then two men, أنعم الله عليهما, two men who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom Allah has bestowed His blessing, they came to Bani Israel and they told him, ادخلوا عليهم الباب فإذا دخلتموه فإنكم غالبون. Just walk through the gates and if you do so, you will win. And they refused. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give Bani Israel the honor of entering into Jerusalem because they don't deserve it. They're not ready yet. And because of that, Musa was not able to enter into Jerusalem, neither was his brother Harun. And Musa alayhi salam died in a tih, died in the wilderness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فلما جاءه صكه فرجع إلى ربه فقال أرسلتني إلى عبد لا يريد الموت فرد الله عليه عينه وقال ارجع فقل له يضع يده على متن ثور فله بكل ما غطت به يده بكل شعرة سنة قال أي ربي ثم ماذا قال ثم الموت قال فالآن فسأل الله أن يدنيه من الأرض المقدسة رمية حجر قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلو كنت ثم لرأيتكم قبره إلى جانب الطريق عند الكثيب الأحمر. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has seen the grave of Musa. And Rasulullah says in the hadith of Al-Isra, مررت بموسى فإذا هو قائم يصلي في قبره. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says that in Al-Isra, when Rasulullah traveled to Jerusalem, he passed next to the grave of Sayyidina Musa and he saw him praying in his grave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.